producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, I'm going right to Tosh Plumlee in this short segment, giving him the floor. Sorry to get interrupted by the breaks. Long segment coming up. Huge whistleblower on so many fronts. Please continue where you were getting to in the intelligence community in Benghazi.
Okay, now, if you notice, back around the time we had a couple of generals that were getting ready to talk about this, out of channels, administration jumped them. I think those guys were asked for early retirement. A couple of people up there, colonels, and some birds and different ones were talking about this and was warned to shut up. It could affect their careers. Some of them have actually retired and come out and now have a talk about what we're talking about here. So we have the Pentagon and intelligence gathering, getting up and being blocked. And then the main thing was the letters that Stevenson wrote to the State Department, basically asking what to do. This is what we found. This is what Iraqi intelligence is telling us is going on. What do we do? Now, that was the reason that I devised the 11 Benghazi questions, which you posted over a year ago, or about that a year ago, on your program. And one of those questions specifically stated, will someday we be fighting our U.S. weapons on some foreign battlefield, simple yes or no, to anyone, Senate on both sides of the aisle, that would answer, simple yes or no. The 11 questions were based upon the same documentation that Ambassador Stevens, had written asking the State Department and others in the administration what to do. That jeopardized the official position of this government. And so, therefore, those documents had to be sanitized. Those documents had to be withheld because it would show an illegal operation of a gun-running situation and the weapons were not being monitored and allowed to get into the wrong hands. Now, if this was purpose or not, I have no way of knowing. The fact remains that U.S. weapons, and I'm talking about tanks, Humvees, launchers, missiles, over $6 billion in weapons, just that I know about, that I've been told from sources out of the Pentagon. The reason that I was contacted by NATO is they don't know what to do. Mainstream media does not touch it because they've been infiltrated through the old, what I call the old Mockingbird Project, and I know, Alex, you know what I'm talking about, where infiltration of CIA operatives into the as journalists.
And the worst of the political class that just absolutely are totally incompetent, they'll just lie, that's who they stick in there.
Well, that's right. And then some of this, when we get into where they say this is a conspiracy on the part of this administration and the elements within, sometimes I disagree with that. What I see is total incompetence. These people up there have demonstrated, and I use that word over and over and over, they've demonstrated to me that they're totally incompetent to even run this country. And that is shown by the people that they put in that are not qualified to put in these strategic positions and infiltrate those people into the intelligence community. And then they sit and suck up the information if it's not in line with administrative policy. So it's not an intelligence community failure. It is a political failure.
That's right. The political groups are in control, and that's why they can just lie to people on so many fronts now, is because we literally have political state-run media. Tosh, stay there. We've got huge breaking news that just went live at Infowars.com. The White House emergency alert has interrupted television viewers across the United States with a message of Ebola emergency. This is unbelievable. The video is on Infowars.com. This is not broken in the news yet. We are breaking it as far as I know. And it says, remain calm and don't use your phones during the Ebola outbreak. This looks like a false start, talking about incompetence. They're getting ready for something big.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
To an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
I was told about 18 years ago by an engineer who managed 10 local stations as the head engineer, got a couple engineers under him, that he'd been brought into meetings with the Texas Association of Broadcasters and the FCC. And they told him, in the future, we're going to take over the phones, the radio, the TV. We're going to have things called smartphones. We're going to roll these out. And he was the engineer representing the Texas Association of Broadcasters in the meeting. His name was Kevin Stone. He's dead now. And he gave me the documents. It said not for distribution. It was all FEMA. I shot video of it. I put it in the film. And I won't get into the whole story because we've got Tosh Plumlee here. But we always knew when they're getting ready to really drop the hammer, this stuff's been in now for about 15 years completely, that they would start using it and getting you accustomed to it. Forced video messages on your phone from the president. Forced video messages and on radio and TV. Nationwide, viewers from Austin, Texas, to Atlanta, Georgia, to Detroit, Michigan, North Carolina, you name it. An emergency alert took over with text saying that during emergencies, do not use your phones. And it caused panic and warned them not to use their phones. And amidst all the Ebola crisis, that's how it prompted confusion, given the highlighted tensions over Ebola. That's what they're doing. And my phone will now turn on. It's really a computer. Will turn on, and there'll be alerts from the president on it. So I have to turn it off and put it in another room to sleep. So it starts out with floods and things that sound reasonable. And a missing old lady or whatever, missing kidnapped kid, and turns into this. Talk about Operation Mockingbird, what Tosh Plumlee was getting at, CIA government infiltration, political infiltration. Where they just put, I mean, look at CNN or Fox or MSNBC or any of them. Half the people are former administration PR flacks. And then they legalized the CIA engaging in domestic propaganda this year. I mean, they could legalize murder, still murder. Tosh Plumlee, I want you now in the time you've got to run over finishing up on Benghazi, and then you wanted to get into Kill the Messenger, Gary Webb. You were one of his main sources. You were Congress's source. Everything you talked about on that's been vetted and confirmed. As a testament to you doing the right thing and then continuing to do contractor work, because there are a lot of good people in the system, and as you pointed out, most of the good intel I get fighting the tyranny is from the Army, and I'm not lionizing the Army. But it was Fletcher Prouty at the Army that exposed the JFK thing. I know you were very intimately involved in those operations, Bay of Pigs, you name it, not just on the aircraft but on the ground. A lot of that's highly classified. You said you're going to break your silence in Dallas on the anniversary coming up. But I think for your safety, let's just spill as much guts here as possible, including what you told me about Mexico and ISIS. We just, because I don't like knowing that. The crew doesn't like knowing it. Can we please just get as much as you told us out there so they don't come kill us all?
Well, okay, sometime back. Am I on now?
Yes, sir.
Okay, sometime back there was information came, you know, go back to the Mexico thing, was Task Force 7 out of Fort Bliss, Texas, which Bill Conroy and Narco News covered very. This goes back to 2010 of weapons going across the border. That led into the Fast and Furious, which they tried to blame on mom-and-pop drugstore gun sales and illegal stuff. Then later, these weapons began to show up. They could not be traced back to the mom-and-pop gun stores, but they came back through the direct commercial sales program, which this administration's supposed to have been monitoring to make sure that those weapons did not get into the wrong hands. However, those particular weapons ended up in this Zeta's hands and other gangs that later came into cartels. And then as a result of all that, during that period of time, over 80,000 people were killed inside Mexico. Mainstream media did not cover any of that. Our neighbor next door and their drug war and war that was going on with the cartels down there did not cover that. Bill Conroy, Narco News, and also my friends at SalemNews.com, they did cover it. And then also OC Weekly up in Nick wrote the book about Kill the Messenger, I believe. Which was eventually made into the movie. I'm going to stop up to here and go into the Colonel Sabot killing. Gary Webb received the map that I'd given to Senator Hart through his security advisor and Senator Hart before the monkey business. There was a sabotage on that situation. But at any rate, the map had all the staging areas. It had the aircraft ID numbers. It had the routings. It had the coded names. And it had the people involved, which led into the Iran-Contra. The information started going out to the senator in 1983. He wrote a letter to the effect, turned it over to the Senate Armed Service Committee. Quote, they refused to investigate it. Even when the weapons showed up in cartel hands, laid out all over the plazas that had been firefights in that region, this administration and the other administration refused to acknowledge that there was any problems going on with the Zeta getting U.S.-made weapons. Okay, so there's the Mexico deal. Then let's go over to the other side of the country. At that point in time, later, weapons began to show up in Jordan, in Turkey. Same MO, same operation, out of the direct commercial sales program. I started trying to vet this stuff to make sure that I wasn't making any mistakes about the dollar amount. Follow the money. Where is it going? Cut out companies. Did it go back into campaign contributions? I don't know. I started working on that, and then the wrath of God came down on me through anonymous deals, through character assassination. Tosh, you better shut up. You're getting way off base here. There's nothing to this. You're a conspiracy freak. Why do you want to take pop shots at Obama? He's a good man. I don't know what they're planning up there, but I do know that their incompetency is causing almost a damn conspiracy. It's making me wonder, are they really involved in this, creating diversions that takes us away from what's really going on? All right, now I start talking like a conspirator. All right, so I have to vet the information. Origin, I've told people, and I told them on your program, don't believe anything I tell you, don't believe anything you tell them. Get out and do it themselves. Do their own legwork. All we can do, all you can do, is point to people where to go to.
I agree. Specifically, though, there's now been intelligence reports come out, and then finally the FBI denied it. They admitted it 2 days ago. So some of this is coming out. We saw the shooter up in Ottawa a few days ago. What I'm getting at here with you, I guess yesterday, what I'm getting, or 2 days ago, what I'm getting at here with you is...
We have reports on that, too.
Yeah, your Skype cut out. Specifically, what do you know about Islamists in Mexico and U.S. training bases with them? Tell us what you know.
Okay, I went in on a program, I think it was yours or Hagman & Hagman, and then at that point in time, the intelligence report that there was an infiltration coming across in the flux of the children and all that kind of stuff, that there was, they picked up, I think it was 9 Somalis, according to the Border Patrol, and these Somalis were filtered through Mexico up through the porous border between places like Antelope Wells, Columbus, Palamas, and the Juarez segment, which is a very desolate, remote area of the desert southwest at the 3-foot fence down there. So now, was that happening? Okay. They said that these things, they were already staging in safe houses in Las Vegas, Houston, Texas, Atlanta, Georgia, and they were infiltrating through porous borders in McAllen and those areas down south through Lajitas. And all again, all this intelligence through the task force out of Fort Bliss, Texas, went through proper channels. The person that I'm talking about was transferred to drone school to train before he went over to Afghanistan. He gets in Afghanistan and says, hey, man, the same operation's going on over here that was going on in Mexico. I'm saying, wait a minute, you're saying that we're putting guns into Zetta's hands? He says, not direct. You know what? Okay, so anyway, they asked me at one time, this is 209-210, would I come down there and so they could show me something. So I went down and saw a warehouse, and I saw the warehouse packed full of stuff, and I even tried to take pictures of it and put tracking devices on the vehicles, which was all recorded by Narco News and Salem News. Mainstream media contacted me and said I was crazy, that there was nothing to it, and that's why they could not use it, and they had got that information from this administration. So then someone tells me, Mr. Plumlee, be very careful because the administration's out to get you. They're going to subpoena you. I said, okay, fine. I'll honor that subpoena when someone else honors their subpoena or gets issued a subpoena. And I will stand side by side with that person and raise my right hand. And I will tell them, that committee, where this information come from if that person would do likewise. Now, I blocked out the name there, but everybody knows who I'm talking about. I don't like to throw names out there. But so far, I haven't heard anything from the subpoena. But I did hear some other things, but I'm upsetting some people because I'm going into methods and procedures. And here's the problem, their problem. I'm not a government agent. I'm not employed. I don't take the U.S. government treasury's money. This information is coming to me. There are people that are dedicated to saving this Constitution, and they're seeing it gradually through a process of evolution being eroded, and it's being eroded by incompetent people put in strategic positions that stops the actual flow of intelligence that is needed in order to save this country's.
Now, let's stop right there. You told Nico and others specifically, repeat what you told us about about not just radical Islamists coming across the border, but a training base in Mexico. And did you?
That's the reason I came down here while we're bringing it up today. The information I got, I'm still down here checking that out. I haven't released. I said that's what I'm coming down here for. Here's the report. There is two training bases. One between out here in the desert southwest in Chihuahua, which is directly between El Paso and Nogales, that area, Antelope Wells. It's very porous down there. I'm trying to get in touch with the Border Patrol right now to find out if they've had any reports of that. I do have a Border Patrol contact out of Santa Teresa, and he told me there's truth to that. However, I can't go out public at this point and say I'm trying to get pictures. I'm trying to find out for sure. I'm trying to get next to the Marinos down there that are stationed in Palamas across from Columbus, New Mexico. In other words, they did a raid on a ranch here back in 2010, and it's recorded, and pictures of us shaking hands with the Border Patrol as the Mexican Marinos was raiding the ranch, and they found weapons there, U.S. weapons. Now, that was blocked out because, quote, national security.
Sure, let me say this. Shelly Castile, who was a high-level DEA agent, Vietnam vet, Border Patrol before that, DEA, obviously you know who we're talking about, also a source for Gary Webb and others. Right. They set him up for just selling a few shotguns and stuff when he got divorced to raise money and put him in prison for a while. He said on my show in 2003, in studio, there's video of it on YouTube, that they were going to arm secret armies called Zetas down by the King Ranch, and that he'd been asked to go train these secret armies. They were going to claim that it was a infiltration, and that the Mexican army that was trained in the U.S. had turned against the Mexican government and formed the Zetas, but it wasn't true. When he said that, they came after him. So now because I don't want to get this wrong, what I'd heard you were saying, because you were talking to the producers, and correct me if I'm wrong, is that there may be Islamist training bases that the West is protecting in Mexico. We've seen that leaking out in the news that they supposedly have training camps.
That's what the whole thing I'm down here for on this particular situation.
But you got to confirm that.
Well, wait a minute. Yes, okay, Shelley was right on. In fact, some of us boys helped support him while he was in prison because he got a wrong deal. We're trying now to get his pension back from him because his information has proved to be 100%. Now, I'm going to go real fast and speed up here. Shelley also knows about Hangar 3 because he ended up refueling one of our aircraft down there, and that's how I know Shelley. And that goes back into Iran-Contra to the secret airbase known as Santa Elena, Costa Rica, and known as Point West in Oliver North's notebook. So Shelley has a long history in that. Sure, what you just said is absolutely right. They jumped on that man, and they discredited his deal and robbed his pension and ruined him. Now, he had also passed some of the same information to Gary Webb. Now, I'm going to get into the Gary Webb bill. Gary Webb received copies of the Gary Hart map. Also, there was a Marine colonel that allegedly committed suicide, but they say it was murder. Okay, get into all that kind of stuff. At one point, Webb had that, but Webb could not connect the dots. Webb was a damn good reporter. He could not connect the dots to where Sabo had direct contact, that these drugs were coming in and being pilfered out of El Toro to the black community in L.A., basically Ricky Ross. I went to and talked to Maxine Waters and Ricky Ross' attorney, and I told him this. The same night that Shelley and Michael Rupart, who has also recently committed suicide, had challenged CIA Director Deutsch at that particular point in time at the high school. I went on 6 o'clock news that night and said I didn't want to see a race riot started over this information. The dots had not been connected at that particular time. Webb did not use the Sabo story because he could not confirm it as being factual. That did not upset me, and it did not upset the other people. In fact, we supported Webb the best we could. Nick Skoll turned around, took part of the Sabo story, Marine Colonel James Sabo, took his story, and he did an article. I run Cocaine or Cocaine Airways, did a couple articles on me about my knowledge about El Toro and flying C-130s into El Toro to be offloaded with drugs and then reloaded to China Lakes with weapons and going down to the Contra. All right, that was also confirmed by Gary Webb and his security advisor, Bill Holden. That's all record now. That's all. Okay, that goes to the Curie Committee. This was all testimony of the Curie Committee, and they classified my testimony and also classified what Selle had told them, their investigators. He did not go in front of committee because he was DEA. That information was confirmed, but yet they went after him on a weapons that he sold. And in law enforcement, they exchange weapons all the time. Hell, we sell shit. Want to buy this?
Well, he just got a divorce. I remember he was having money troubles on my show trying to sell books. He went and tried to sell like 10 of his guns at a gun show in the divorce, and then they came and grabbed him.
That's the way the ball goes. In other words, Selle made a bad mistake. Now, look, hindsight's a quarterback, and yeah, he knows it. When he was in prison, I sent him money down there and helped him out. And we talked about it. I told him, Selle, you've got to get out there public. And now we're getting off on Selle, but this ties into Webb. Webb, and also to Nick Skoll. The article, I Run Drugs for Uncle Sam, was published in 1990, April of 1990, before Colonel Sabot was killed, and that map was recorded in that article. That article through San Diego Reader has now been made into a book. Not my book. I don't have nothing to do with it. Also, Gary Webb knew about all that because he was receiving information because he was working with on the Ricky Ross thing, but he could not connect the dots to prove definitely.
And 2 months before he died, he called me and he said, I'm ready to come on your show. I want to put this stuff on the website. I've connected the dots.
He called me and asked me, what should he do? And I hadn't talked to him in about six months. And I said, what do you mean? Okay, now Nick, Gary Webb thing, here's my position on that. Yes, he committed suicide, but he was programmed through the Merkel things, and you can verify this through the men who stared at goats, that movie, because on the back scene of that trailer, the documentation is proving there from Merkel, Mockingbird, and all these kind of things, or psychological warfare, sublimination, that can pressure until they can sublimate and make you do things to yourself that you normally wouldn't do. Now, that's my position.
Do you think they may have grabbed him and programmed him and then had him do it? Because
I think he was programmed a year before he did the act because he was gradually getting on to things that was best left unheard of. Okay, Rupert, same way. Selle Castile. And I'll tell you some other people out there as good people, DEA, Hector Bareilles, and Phil Jordan, the El Paso Intelligence. Okay, they've got the whole story. The documentation was released to the committee, which turned right around and classified a committee secret, sensitive, top secret, and is still classified today. So here we are, the people that was involved in these ops, having to fight our own government to get our stories vetted and public in order to stop this money flow that's going into campaign contributions through the sale of illegal arms international, and that's still going on today, in my opinion. That's what I'm working on. That's why I have to come out here and let you people know this is what I'm working on before the fact. Otherwise, I'm going to go to a federal prison and be shut up, or I'm going to have an accident like Hastings and some of these other people. Now, okay, that makes
sense. Oh, yeah, they blew Hastings up. I even talked to his friends and family, and he was running from the feds when they killed him.
Well, all right, there you are. I mean, you've heard me say this, and I've said it on your program. There is another world out there that the 8-to-5 American cannot even comprehend that exists. And some of us guys play in that world. I call it the sandbox. And some of us don't play too smart, and that's what they want. Now, okay, back to the Webb deal. So Webb, I'm not sure of the date, but a couple of months, weeks maybe, whatever. What should I do? Man, you got to go public. I can't go public because I don't have the goods. The dots aren't connecting. Okay, what could I do? It wasn't a question that they're going to kill you. It wasn't a question. Okay, that came later. In other words, his editors, who I think some of them worked for the CIA or took some of the CIA money to discredit that man.
Came out that the LA Times was with a CIA operative as its head. The CIA declassified that 2 weeks ago. Tosh, here's what we got to do. Will you come back on just on the Gary Webb issue next week via Skype for 30 minutes so we can finish up?
Yeah, I think it'd be a dang good thing.
Well, listen, if you want to get this out now, we can give you a 30-minute break and have the Nightly News interview you just on Gary Webb's The Nightly News, get it all knocked out of the park right now.
Well, here's the thing. Okay, we can do it. Let's let this digest here.
Sure. We're out of time, but we'll do it next week. I want to thank you. I want to thank you with your courage. You've been vetted by Congress repeatedly, and you've been doing this forever. We thank you so much. You're an amazing individual. We'll be back with the author of The Biological Weapon.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLine.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos, read the information there compiled, and for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
We've got a doctor, also a lawyer, and Professor Francis Anthony Boyle joining us. He was already on 2 days ago, but I was listening to the interview while I was taking care of things at home in the office that day. I'm working on some investigations, and I thought, man, I got to have him back for a second interview. There's so much to cover. We're going to him in just a moment. Obviously, there is a big concern out there, and people are starting to panic over Ebola because the government has acted so ineptly and has left the border open, let the flights come in. This medical doctor was sick and going to bowling alleys and A-trains. That's the packed rush hour subways. And to restaurants and cabs, this is getting really bad. It looks like a fake narrative to me that everybody that has it is healthcare workers. That they're just picking fake people to say that they have it so they can put out their PR. That may not be it, but we have medical doctors that we've talked to on record and off record listing the hospitals where openly they are disappearing people that have Ebola-like symptoms. So that's, we're going to follow that over the weekend, have some big news on that on Monday. Look for special alerts and video reports over the weekend at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I will assure you, this is not the type of off-the-chart ratings I like to have. In fact, we have the biggest audience, the most traffic we've ever had to InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, to the podcast, the live streams, the video feeds. It's just off the chart right now because we're breaking so much because the rest of the media is pretty much controlled to a great extent or they're ignorant. DrudgeReport.com is linking to our article with top Border Patrol medical doctor by name who is under a lot of fire right now. They're threatening to fire him on Monday. He'll be back on with us. He says he feels fine. That's fine. He's had all these doctors all over the country call him and doctors in his town that know him and doctors at the hospital called and thanked him and said, yes, it's Ebola. We think it was Ebola, and you're right. They're disappearing people. But then they're like, don't say my name. It's going to come out, okay? But he's like, hey, if it's Ebola and they're covering it up, fine, fire me. He manages several hospitals, several medium-sized clinics. He's not at the Truman Center. That's a different company. That's where he did his internship. So that's going on. We're going to go to Dr. Boyle here in a moment on the providence of Ebola because he did author the U.S. Biological Weapons Treaty that was adopted at the U.N. And he went through the big top globalist Ph.D. program they only get one Ph.D. a year out of at Harvard, the Kissinger Ph.D., which they only give to top people they want to make super gophers or legates, I would call them. And so he's got the inside scoop on how they operate and how they work. And he's been basically saying this stinks to high heaven. We'll talk to him in a moment. Quite frankly, we had quite a stockpile of Survival Shield X2 and regular Survival Shield because I got tired of selling out of it. But that stockpile is selling out. And we may get into a point where we don't even have it because a lot of folks, you know what it does for your body's natural defenses and health and just overall wellness. The things it's done for me, DNA Force has the BioPQQ and the CoQ10, the organic sources, and a lot more. Nothing's a silver bullet, not even our colloidal silver that's called silver bullet. But you want to bolster your immune system, obviously. That's what I'm doing. Sunlight, purified water, rest, staying away from areas like subways if this continues to break out. I've been saying I hope it doesn't get big and don't think it would, but I just underestimate the fact that maybe they want a big crisis, maybe they want to sell vaccine, I don't know. But if you want to get your Survival Shield X2 or the Lung Shield, the Lung Cleanse, that is a whole bunch, dozens of essential oils and herbs concentrated. It's not like other throat sprays. They're real thin and just some menthol. This stuff is really thick, so you got to clean out the spray nozzle after you use it a few times because it'll clog up. I mean, it's so thick. And I put three shots in my mouth, and then I inhale a little bit. That's what Dr. Group recommends. Again, none of this is a silver bullet for anything. It's just super high-quality supplements. If you don't have vitamin C, you get scurvy. So, you know, eat your oranges. All of that boosts your immune system. Garlic. I had a whole bunch of garlic with my eggs this morning. I don't care if, you know, folks don't like my breath. That's what I'm doing. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And I would secure your Survival Shield X2 or original Survival Shield Nation Iodine today. And again, it's not like the really horrible tasting stuff that'll kill you they sell at the store that's for topical. And it's not like the other stuff that's mixed with alcohol and binds with it. Our iodine turns electric purple blue on paper because it's pure iodine from crystal source. It doesn't turn black on paper. It's real Nation Iodine, the pure thing, not some byproduct derivative. So, again, Survival Shield X2, InfoWarsLife.com, and your purchase helps support the broadcast and the First Amendment here. All right. Professor Francis Anthony Boyle is a leading American expert in international law. He was responsible for drafting the Biological Weapons Anti-Terrorism Act of 89, the American implementing legislation for the 72 Biological Weapons Convention. He served on the board of Doctors of Amnesty International and represented Bosnia and Herzegovina at the World Court. He serves as a legal advisor to the President Delegation of the Middle East Peace Negotiations in 91-93. He delivered the Bertrand Russell Peace Lectures. Professor Boyle teaches international law at the University of Illinois. Champaign is the author, and I'm not going to go over all of his books that he's written, dozens of them. He holds a doctor of law, magna cum laude, as well as a PhD in political science, both from Harvard University. And his most recent book, Destroying Libya and World Order, The 3 Decades U.S. Campaign to Terminate the Gaddafi Revolution, available on Amazon.com. We appreciate him being so available the last few days. Thank you for coming on. What is your take on what's happening with Ebola, sir?
Well, thank you for having me on, Alex. And just one point of clarification, that Biological Weapons Anti-Terrorism Act that I did draft is on the Federal Criminal Code. It was passed unanimously, my legislation, by both houses of Congress.
Yes, yes.
And signed into law by President George Bush Sr., a conservative Republican. So it's not as if I'm doing something here at the behest of liberal Democrats. I think, as I've said elsewhere, what we're seeing there in West Africa is a result of the U.S. Biosafety Level 4 laboratories, the highest level. We have one in Guinea, one in Liberia, and one in Sierra Leone. And these labs do every type of hideous biological warfare work you could possibly imagine, including DNA genetic engineering on just about every type of agent you can possibly imagine. So it's my opinion that this is where it came from. I'm trying to figure out, you know, precisely what type of agent we're dealing with. Today's New York Times has two variants. One, what looks like some type of hoof and mouth disease that was genetically engineered along with Ebola down at the University of Texas in Galveston. And a second type, this is in the New York Times today. You can read it.
That's right. Hidden in plain view. I have the article right here. Just right. Buried is this is a product of BioShield. So our bioweapon is bouncing back on us.
I'm afraid this is blowback. The second bio weapon involved here is the National Institutes of Health. They've always been up to their nose in their eyeballs in biological warfare and the Center for Disease Control. The second agent seems to be a genetically modified organism involving enhanced lethality, Ebola, together with the virus for the common cold.
Oh, my God.
You put the two of them together. Now,
so I mean, you're the author of our biological weapons law. You're a top expert in this. You were accessed a lot of classified stuff when you did that work. You're here telling us that you've looked at this. It's hiding in plain view. That and we know we have these secret bioweapons labs in Africa. That's what the African scientists are saying. The media has been attacking me for pointing out that South Africa admitted they developed this stuff. That was declassified in the mid-90s, as you know, with Project Coast. And
the CIA worked with them, too. Right. That's well known. Yeah.
So you're saying, in your view as an expert, you believe that this is a Western-developed bioweapon crossed with a cult, because the Army's come out. We have a report on Infowars.com today and said they believe that it will transfer like influenza A in temperatures below 45 degrees and will go airborne this winter.
I think it's been manufactured to be airborne to some extent. Although, for your viewers, I want to make it clear, I have never had access to any type of classified information. I've never had a government security.
Only when you were in Congress working with them, because I read some of the filings on it, it just talked about, well, I guess, declassified info that you went over with them then.
That's right. Back in those days, everything was in the public record, but pursuant to Freedom of Information Act requests, where you could actually get something. But these days you can't get anything, and you just have to read the press and scientific literature very carefully to find out what's going on. Yes, concerning the influenza virus, today the New York Times, I just sent you my comment on that, says that they're going to be testing out 3 types of vaccines over there, the 2 I mentioned, and a third involving the flu. And now, you have to understand, they call it vaccines, but this is simultaneously offensive-defensive work. First, you develop the biological agent itself by means of genetic engineering. In the case of Galveston, it looks like a foot and mouth or something, and Ebola, enhanced Ebola. And in the case of NIH and GlaxoSmithKline, it is this what I call Cobola, the common cold, together with the enhanced Ebola. And by the way, it's reported yesterday that in the BBC today, GlaxoSmithKline has been over in Guinea testing this stuff out. And in Mali. Mali just came down with its first case of Ebola reported today. So the third variant then appears to be some type of Ebola, enhanced Ebola, from what with the flu. So that'd be even more contagious than the other two, if that's what the New York Times says they're going to do this. And we have to understand, the weapon comes first, and then the vaccine comes second. So when they say they're testing out vaccines with GMO, that also means they have the weapon. And they very well could be just using the weapon and withholding the vaccines. Oh. The positive point here, though, Alex, is this. It's a fundamental rule of biological warfare that you do not launch a biological warfare attack on anyone unless you have already developed an effective vaccine by use of the same technology. Now, if you read that story I sent you today from the New York Times, which I analyzed carefully, it appears that these vaccines have already been developed at Galveston,
yes,
National Institutes of Health, and have not been developed but produced, but at a small scale. The excuse, well, we couldn't jack it up because Big Pharma wouldn't come in here, that's ridiculous. We spent $79 billion on this stuff since 9/11. And maybe
that's BioShield. That's the BioShield program.
All of everything, all the biowarfare together, from 9/11 till now, we've spent $79 billion.
Well, Dr. Boyle, that's what all my listeners have been saying the last month. Is that, again, we're not biological weapons experts like you, or but we can look at it and say, Ebola's been around for 30-something years in the news. Magically, they've got all these vaccines they say are going to be ready just by the end of the year next year that, lo and behold, basically match what we see popping up in Africa. And the Africans are saying, listen, there's been UN vaccination programs and other things. That's where it's coming from. They're running. They know. And then it goes back to the boldness of the establishment. Why would Obama then and others let it spread everywhere around the U.S. and lie about it and disappear people? We now know that's going on. We just don't know the severity. Then I guess it's to hold the panic till they're ready to roll it out and then pose as saviors. It just seems like such a bold move. I really, this is the most crazy thing I've ever broadcast on. This is overwhelming me psychologically. I don't know what to say, Dr. Boyle. Do you think's happening?
Yeah, it fits the pattern of what happened on September 11, 2001 with the anthrax attacks that we know those were U.S. government agents involved. That was super weapons-grade anthrax manufactured at Fort Detrick and Battelle Dugway Proving Ground. And we know that the entire White House was on Cipro prior to those attacks because they knew the attacks were coming.
That's Associated Press.
Right. That's all over. So my assessment of the situation is that Galveston and NIH already have these vaccines along with the agents, and I suspect our elite have already been administered these vaccines to protect them from the blowback, which is undoubtedly coming. If you look at the New York Times there, they've been working on these vaccines since Ebola was first sent. The WHO, which, by the way, does what the CDC tells them to do, ordered Ebola in 1976 sent to Porton Down, which is the British equivalent of our Fort Detrick.
And that's where they got caught doing all the Mengele experiments on the troops.
Right, and that's their Fort Detrick, and it obviously was sent there for weapons purposes, and then it was sent to CDC. And CDC has always been up to its eyeballs in biological weapons. I have an official government document here establishing that CDC was doing biowarfare work for the Pentagon no later than 1988. And they had to have constructed the lab before that. So CDC is in on this. But they've had all those years from 1977 till now to develop the Ebola as a bioweapon and a vaccine.
And now they magically have it. We're going to go to break. I want to come back and ask you this question, what you think about it.
We get to the money, too. I'll talk to that in a minute.
So we'll talk about vaccines, money. Dr. Boyle's our guest. Author of the Biological Weapons Law and Terrorism Law and Treaties and other things. Just simply amazing. I mean, I have three children. I'm so upset about this. Because here's what I see. And that's what I want Dr. Boyle to talk about when we come back. They wouldn't be doing something this dangerous, this bold, this crazy, that makes them unpopular if it wasn't for some other bigger goal. They may be going for broke. This may be the big one. That's why I'm so upset, is the government is at the top is acting so crazy. And I don't think it's an epitude, like Dr. Boyle says. It's pretty much a stage deal. The question is, what is it?
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Aging starts at the cellular level. When cells become toxic, they die early, and aging sets in.
In the past decade, we have witnessed unparalleled scientific discoveries. During that period, key patented compounds have focused on mitochondrial growth, nerve growth, and rejuvenation. But no one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. We now have the synergistic solution, DNA Force, just one of the key compounds. BioPQQ is backed by major clinical studies and over 175 PubMed-listed published studies. You want the best that's out there at the lowest price anywhere? The ultimate value, cutting-edge, trailblazing game changer that also supports the InfoWar. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. DNA Force from InfoWars Life.
News flash. Home invasions are on the rise. It takes less than 10 seconds to kick in a door. 10 seconds is not enough time to protect your family. And what would happen if you were not home? Easy Armor is the ultimate security solution. 85% of break-ins are through a door. Protect your home now with Easy Armor. Go to invasionstopper.com to get real security for under $70. That's invasionstopper.com. Easy Armor. Your security is our only business.
This winter, next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel can be safely stored with your other supplies for many years and works in any gas-powered vehicle or backup generator. With the bitterly cold temperatures predicted for this winter, now is the best time to stock up on Spare Fuel. So, go to GetSpareFuel.com. That's GetSpareFuel.com. GetSpareFuel.com.
He sells, but who's buying? great study of history because I find it fascinating. Other folks watch sitcoms. I read history books. At least when I had time, I did. And you end up getting mental illness in government and corporations throughout history, companies, organizations. It's kind of like a dark logic. It's like a twisted economy. People start cheating in war, cheating in business. Then it becomes whole systems of fraud. Then you get inventiveness in corruption and plots and conspiracies. And no matter how many of them get declassified or whistleblowers exposed, the greed, the evil, just grows. And we're entering that cycle right now. So I'm kind of answering my question that I asked Boyle. I want Dr. Boyle's take on this. It's just this. I see the actions of the ruling system worldwide, and it's very Nero-esque. It's very arrogant, narcissistic, mentally ill. Mental illness can destroy families. It's destroyed friends of mine. I've seen it destroy people in business. People end up thinking they're Jesus, or people end up thinking you're a space alien, schizophrenic type stuff. I've seen nervous breakdowns, you name it. But when you get it in government and incompetence mixed in with it and corrupt big pharma and a bunch of eugenicists saying there's too many black people, and that's what this Ebola's are, is a eugenicist. When I first saw that, I've heard of him. Oh, yeah, he runs all Al Gore stuff. And then it's declassified, all the things they've done to Africa with bioweapons and everything. Black people, it's just open season on them. But they do it to everybody. But they really like to go after black people. That's the apple of their eye. Dr. Boyle, I'm really freaked out at this point. I want you to get into money, but it's obviously bigger than that. But this is so bold. I don't see them getting away with this. The polls don't show it either. And people's kids die from this? Folks are going to know what did it. Has the elite gone completely insane at this point?
No, I don't think so. You mentioned Zara, Ron Klain, Obama, Mrs. Obama, all the rest of them. They all went to Harvard Law School. Every one of them, they were after me. This is the Harvard Law School mafia at work. Cass Sunstein, you know of him. David Barron, who said Obama could murder Americans, put him on the First Circuit. I could go down the entire list. Occasionally there's a Yale law, or Harold Killer Cole, Mr. Drone. Occasionally there's a Yale law person, Mrs. Clinton. But this is Harvard Law Mafia. I went through the same program when I was there. If you saw the movie The Paper Chase, that's exactly what it's like. And these people, they are not incompetent. They are very bright, very intelligent. Very well trained.
No, I understand that, but I'm saying...
Let me finish my...
Sure.
They are completely ruthless and unprincipled.
Yes.
So, sure, we could say that Hitler and the Nazis were nuts, but I don't think that gets us anywhere. You know, during the war, the OSS did commission a psychological profile of Hitler by psychoanalysts, and I've read it. Trying to explain what motivated the man.
The mind of Adolf Hitler, the secret wartime report.
That's correct. So there, I see no point in saying these people are nuts. These people went through the same program that I went through, and they've been trained to operate this way. Zara Ron Klain, Harvard Law School buddy. Elena Kagan, I can go down the whole list. Larry Summers stole from Main Street to get to Wall Street. Harvard president. That is who we are dealing with here. So they are some of the smartest people in the country. You know, Harvard, for these type of people, pretty much is a meritocracy. And they've been trained to be thoroughly ruthless. And again, I went through the same PhD program at Harvard that produced Kissinger and Brzezinski before me. They gave me Kissinger's old office.
No, no, we've got to have you on for a full hour sometime just on that. Stay there back in 1 minute. I want to get into the money with Dr. Francis Boyle. Stay with us. This is powerful information. Thank you for joining us.
You are listening to
Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. with David Knight on The Sunday Show.
Visit GCNLive.com today.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 200-million-year-old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information there compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.